You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. If you've been listening to the local music on our show for the past few years, there's a good chance you've heard the San Francisco band Rupa and the April Fishes. Back in 2009, KALW's Martina Castro went to check out the band performing on the In Judah Muni train in San Francisco.
This helps me reconnect with what I love about San Francisco, all the kooky weirdos and beautiful people, different kinds of people, and you see them all in the Muni, which is really cool.
Well, the band is certainly not finished exploring all of the creative ways musicians can perform in the Bay Area. Starting tomorrow, Rupa and the band will stage a 10-day tour all around the far reaches of the Bay, completely by bicycle. They're calling it the Bay Rising Tour, and they'll be joined by veteran musician cyclist Gabe Dominguez and his band Shake Your Peace. The bands want to explore touring in a human-powered way. KALW's Max Jacobs joined them on their test run to see how they plan to pull it off.
I have a classic gray Nishiki road bike. I'm pretty fond of it. I ride it as much as I can all over the city. To work, for fun, whatever. So hearing about this new bike music tour, I was pretty pumped about it. But when I meet up with the musicians behind the fully bike-powered Bay Rising Tour, I have to say I was a little surprised. There are no sleek road bikes or spandex apparel. On first glance, it doesn't look like a veteran cycling crew at all. It does, though, look like a band. There are a lot of musical instruments. I spot two guitars, a ukulele, some kind of drum, and a cello. Today is a test run, starting from the Mission District, going all the way across the Golden Gate Bridge to Sausalito. And it seems to be as much about learning how to load everything as it is about the actual ride.
So, here we go. I'm strapping my guitar in for the very first time to my long cargo bike.
That's Rupa, the band leader for the April Fishes. She's loading her bike as the rest of her bandmates show up.
So the guitar doesn't look totally secure yet. I don't want to be, biking up a hill and losing my pedals and my instrument or my underwear, for that matter, which is sitting precariously up here on the top of the bicycle. So we got to learn.
Although this tour is completely in the Bay Area, it's still 10 days on the road, and they'll average about 20 miles a day, hauling all their stuff. Even as a decently experienced cyclist, it sounds pretty ambitious, especially for a band who has never done this.
My band, we're used to, the last 4 years, we've been touring in buses and trains and planes and boats, and we're used to getting onto something and being passive, and then getting off and playing a show, and our shows are really physically exhausting. And so now it's going to be like a little more physically exhausting.
That's because they're carrying everything, literally everything. And that's why they've had to get creative when packing their bikes. If there's an expert here, it's Gabe Dominguez, lead singer of Shake Your Peace.
Gabe, you have a unique setup here. I'm seeing at least two bikes here.
Yeah, I used my extra cycle long bike to haul a normal wheelbase bike, just like a normal street cruiser, here today. So
to help you visualize, he has a whole other bike strapped to the back of his first bike, and he's not even finished loading up. Gabe and the bands will haul an entire sound system, as well as
a whole drum set, percussion setups, four guitars, Cuban tres, saxophone, trumpet, fiddle. All this stuff is going to go on bike trailers and extra cycle long bikes and on our backs and all kinds of different which ways.
And if you meet someone along the way who you want to join, just hop on the back of the bike?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, 2 hours, 11 people, and 12 bikes later, the loading is done. We're ready to start the ride. On April 19th, the bands will depart in similar fashion from San Francisco. They'll be performing in some non-traditional places, including a bike party in San Jose, a sustainable living center in Oakland, participating in an Ohlone ceremony in Glen Cove near Vallejo, and on their final and maybe their most ambitious day.
On April 28th, we'll wake up in the morning and bike to San Quentin Prison, where we'll be playing for the inmates, and then get on a ferry and come back to San Francisco, hopefully on time, and bike to the Independent and play a show there. And then we'll take a really hot long bath in a giant bathtub.
Back on our test run, the high point is reaching the Golden Gate Bridge. Most of the musicians are seeing it for the first time from a bike rather than a car.
It's going rad. It's so beautiful. We're a little circus on wheels.
As we roll past a tourist in Sausalito, it really does feel a bit like a circus. There's nearly a dozen of us, sometimes spread out over a quarter mile of road. Large and awkward instruments are strapped all over the bikes. We definitely turn some heads. But for Rupa and her band, going outside their comfort zone is partly the point.
You know, we did a tour along the U.S.-Mexico border that ended up inspiring a great deal of work for me and the band. And they did it. I'm like, hey, guys, want to get in a van and go along the border and cross back and forth and interview people and gather sound? They were like, hell yeah, let's try that.
Earlier this year, the band traveled to Greece and played in a social center in Athens, then to India to perform in the slums of Ahmedabad. So it's really not a surprise that their latest endeavor would involve playing for kids, prisoners, and participating in a Native American ceremony, all in the same week.
All the different types of places you play and how you play, like how you do it, how you roll, end up creating your ideas around art and ideas of, like, your life is integral to the art form. And the art form is not just the performance, it's everything in between the performances.
When we roll into the docks at the ferry terminal in Sausalito, I realize that this tour is more than just about testing the limits of what a band can do. It's about how the uncertainty of the journey itself is part of the purpose. And as the April Fishes know, the only way to really learn that is to experience the ride. In Sausalito, I'm Max Jacobs for Cross Currents.